Good morning. 7:09 a.m. 6:20, June 20th, 2012. I'm only barely out of bed. I slept in until 6:30 this morning. No cats, no kids, nobody in the house but me. I crashed around 10:30. Woke up a couple of times in the night and said, to hell with it, and rolled over and went back to sleep. So I'm kind of still kind of groggy, but I wanted to get this out of the way because when I sit down, that will mean I have nothing to do but to write. And I feel a binge coming on. So yesterday was kind of a play day. The kids, the fam, didn't get out of here till close to noon. I piddled around. I did do the recording. I've got the audio recording for J. Daniel Sawyer almost done. I still have to do the song, but I've got all the rest of it done. I need to edit it and take out the flubbish. But it's pretty clean, so it shouldn't take too awfully long. I'll save that for a point where I need to rest my brain. And with any luck, I won't need to rest my brain for a couple of days. So Bran Gamblin is in town. He's at a conference down in Denver. And so I took a lot of yesterday to go over there and hang out, have dinner, and visit with Bran. I'll go back again later in the week, but we're both in the process of writing, so he's going to take advantage of the time alone in the hotel room, and I'm going to take advantage of the time here, and we're going to write. So we'll see how this works out. I'm looking forward to it. I'll go back and see him again before he leaves. The conference is here all week, and I'll go back at least on Friday night to say goodbye. We'll go over and go out to dinner and have a good visit, and then he'll fly away on Saturday morning. Then I might go Thursday. We'll see tomorrow. It depends on how well the writing's going and whether or not I'm ready to talk to people again by then, which may happen or may not. A lot's going to depend on how the writing's going. If I'm in the groove, I've already explained, I ain't going. No, he understands. So, it's smoky today. When I was over at the hotel where the conference is, it's near one of the airports that the smoke dumpers, the big air tankers are. And every so often you'd see one of them go flying by. A very real reminder of what's going on in the mountains just to the west of me. And it's smoky here this morning. There's a definite tang in the air and a definite taste to it this morning. In spite of the fact that it's actually quite breezy, you won't be able to hear it on the microphone, probably. I hope, since I've got my little wind filter in place. But it's actually it's a nice breeze blowing this morning. But apparently it's blowing directly from the fire. It's also overcast. It's kind of a gray and almost threatening to rain kind of morning. It's not supposed to rain, I don't think. But maybe it will. So forgive me if I'm a little bit grogged this morning. I'm not used to rolling out of bed and into my shoes and out the door. It's I had like 3 grapes. And the coffee was brewing as I left, so it's a very foggy morning in my brain today. I had a chance to listen to a lot of podcasts over and back yesterday, so I got a little bit caught up. That was kind of cool. It's could be a lot of fun. I was also interviewed last night by the folks at the galley table. And yesterday, Tuesday, the Functional Nerds podcast episode that has me in it dropped. So if you're not familiar with Functional Nerds, Google it and have a listen, see what you think. We talked about a lot of things. A lot of it will be familiar to longtime listeners, and some of it will be new. I should put a blog post up. I need to put a blog post up. That would be a good one to put. Put a link over to the post at Functional Nerds. I think it's, I can't remember if it's functionalnerds.com or All Things Within My Brain or something. I'll have to go look it up. At any rate, on the docket for today, Cypherius Call, The New Beginning. I really need to bridge that into the old text. And if I can get that bridged together so I can hand it off to beta readers, that would be a significant milestone. Because then I can start putting it together and putting out I won't say the book yet because it's too early. But I can then start making some progress toward getting the book out. I need to get it read. People who've read the part that's there say it's pretty good, but it's missing something. And I'm hoping that this new beginning is going to be filling those holes. There's some structural problems with the story. I think this is the first time I've written a story where I got to the end and the draft A didn't work, and B had significant structural issues. Now I had Captain Double Share had some issues with it in the order of the action in the book, which is what caused the snafu on continuity in the later chapters in terms of the dates. And but the pieces were all in place. I just needed to shuffle them around. And I didn't have it finished when I realized that the order was wrong. This is the first time that I've actually plowed ahead and realized that what I'd done is started the next book. Without actually wrapping up the old one. And that the old one was actually missing a significant piece. And so, yeah. We'll have to go back and fix that. So in a lot of ways, this will be a much more deliberate book. This will be much more a book that is crafted rather than grown completely organically. Now, I am doing a lot of backing and filling and pruning and regrowing, so perhaps it's going to be less mechanical than I fear, but it will be, I'm fairly certain, a much stronger work for the effort. My fingers are almost itching to get to it, although they're also swollen. Too much salt yesterday. And I start the long eastern reach. There's no sun this morning. It's the cloud cover is very thick. And between the cloud cover and the smoke, it's a rather... a rather gray morning. I do like the breeze, though. I'll have to open the windows in the house and let the cool air blow through, even though it'll bring the smoke. There's already smoke in the house, so it doesn't matter. But what a lovely day. In spite of the fact that it's gray, isn't that funny? I think the morning is quite lovely, even though it's kind of gray and overcast. I think I just felt a drop of rain even. I still think it's a lovely morning. An interesting perspective. Because on the grand scheme of things, this is not a morning that most people would classify as lovely, although I do. So in talking to Brand yesterday, he shared with me some of the ideas that he's got for projects going forward. Man, we got to find him some readers. We got to get him some more attention. His stuff is so good, and yet his audiences are so small. It's a bit disconcerting, I think. It was interesting yesterday that I think it was Zach Ricks in the podcast, and you'll be able to listen to it in a little while, I'm sure, said that I gave good content, which goes back to an argument about whether contact or connection is king. And I think, while there's certainly, I don't think anything wrong with my content, I wonder how much of this audience building really is content. I mean, I've collected a group of people who like what I do. There's a great vast number of people who think that what I do is absolute crap. And from their perspective, they're absolutely right. Because from a technical standpoint, the Share series in particular has some significant flaws in terms of classical construction. I didn't know I was really violating those rules when I was writing because I didn't know the rules. But the book is really, it's in a genre that caters to the standard man versus man conflict. It caters to the vast sweep, the big idea on a pedestal. And the Share series is really man versus nature. It's really how do you survive in a strange world, which is a classic trope, a classic conflict type, one of the three. But it doesn't, because it's not a hostile environment, it's not a flood, it's not a storm, it's not an animal, he's not stuck in the wilderness. He's stuck in a very real and perhaps more problematic nature, and that's in regular life. And how do we survive regular life? The idea that you read for escapism is fine, and I think there's certainly a lot of escapism in my books. The story of how he grows up, how the stories mature along with him, as I matured as a writer. I mean, those were all things that I did on purpose. Those are all things that I did with intent. So yeah. Anyway, I'm saying that a lot. So yeah. I'm ready for my coffee. I'm ready for some breakfast. I want to make a nice breakfast this morning. Get breakfast behind me, get something in my stomach and get my fingers moving. I have to spend some time making sure I don't have any book orders pending. I need to make sure that I find Nina. I'll be going down probably either tomorrow or Friday to her book stop to pick up the leftover books from last March. Now this morning is going to be a good test of the wind filter because the wind is whistling by me right at the moment. I can hear it roaring in my ears. So to the degree that you're not hearing the wind, that's the degree to which this little microphone foam thing is working and doing its job. It's funny how the lighting changes the colors. Well, it's actually to be expected, I suppose, but still interesting. What on a sunny day is brilliant green, verdant, lush. Today is very dark. The trees are very dark green. The lawns are, they have almost a yellow cast that they don't have in the brighter sun. Is blowing away a little bit, I think. It's not quite as strong as it was. Either that or my nose is getting used to it. Every once in a while I'll get a curl go by, but I mean, this fire is 50 miles away, and yet we're still smelling the smoke from here. Good morning. Good morning. I probably yelled into the microphone. I'll have to fiddle with that in post-production. I'm having to do a lot more fiddling in post-production to push down peaks in order to get a more even file, a more even sound wave. That's not bad, it's, you know, two or three, sometimes one big one. If I turn my head toward the microphone, it has a tendency to bark. But I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.